بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم Elders and dear brothers, when it comes to understanding insan and human, what makes him tick, what's in his heart, what's in his mind, his akhlaq, his character, we learn from the Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when you travel with someone, and you do business with someone, then you understand the type of akhlaq he has, the character he has, what's his thoughts, what's his aspirations, his motivations, his objective in life. Now his akhlaq will be displayed. And if you want to know what's within a person's heart, the deep recesses of his heart, his outer appearance might look in conformity to Sharia and Deen, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is taqwa and one is the libas of taqwa. One thing is donning like wearing the clothes of those of taqwa and piety. And one is to have taqwa on its own. Two different things. Sometimes we wear the clothes of the pious, so I feel I'm also pious. Piety is something else. So how to gauge what's within a person's heart? Ulama explain to understand what's within the deep recesses, the motivation, the aspiration of his life, what he really wants. If you really want to know, then listen to the dua he makes. What comes out in his dua? That is why dua is inaudible. It's soft. And sometimes you'll hear. Those that visit Haramain Sharifain, sometime in the Mataf, sometime at the Rawda, then you hear the person gets a bit emotional. And right there at the Qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Mataf, we hear the dua sometime in Urdu, and for 10 minutes, half an hour, the dua is only, Ya Allah, mere bache, mere bete, mere betia, Ya Allah, my children, my children, my children. And in half an hour dua, there's nothing about akhirat. There's nothing about the qabr, which is a reality. It's just confined to Allah, give them a good life. Whether they'll make the qabr, whether the akhirat will be made, Ya Allah, a house for them, a comfortable dwelling, a comfortable vehicle or car, give them a good life. This is coming out from the heart. At the Multazam, the Maqam Ibrahim, Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, what du'as are being made right now. That is why ulama say to understand what was really in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we recognize him through his du'as. The adi'iyya and the du'as that he made, from there we understand what was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What du'as he made on the plains of Arafah, in Mina, in Muzdalifah, that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From there I can gauge myself. The du'as that I am making every day, when I raise my hands, customary, what du'as come on my tongue? Whether for myself, my rosy, my shop, my business, my children's education, home, the car, the future, what will happen to them, the country, things are very volatile right now, what's going to happen? Is this these du'as only, or do I take out time, Ya Allah, what about my maut? To plan my maut also, Ya Allah, where will I pass away? What will be my last moments? Who will give me ghusl? Who will give me kafan? Who will stand at my qabr? How will I fare in the qabr? How will I answer? On the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah, stand before you. These are realities. So to gauge what's within the heart, we see what a person makes dua for. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this. That there are those people after all the rituals of hajj, from Mina to Arafah, then to Muzdalifah and to Mina. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There are those people that after all the rites of Hajj, the manasik of Hajj. They've come back from Arafah, cleansed out completely. And now they raise their hands and they make dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا O Rabb, grant us in dunya. There's no dua for akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ For that person in akhirat, there's no share. The entire hajj was a futile exercise. Mufassirin say, either he made hajj just for the experience or just for name and fame. I was here for hajj 1446, 1447, 1445, so many. What was the final dua you made? And I'll gauge your dua from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The duas he made in Arafah, almost 6 hours. In the blazing sun. And from the different riwayat of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the chief narrator of the rites of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all his riwayat, you won't hear a single dua for Fatima, for Aisha, for Khadija. Almost 6 hours dua was only for the ummah. What will happen to them? So to gauge what is the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in my Hajj. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ What a balance. What a balance when it comes to the dua that we are taught in Quran Sharif. And also from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iman is بين الرجاء والخوف. Between fear and hope. بين الرغبة والرهبة. Between fear and between hope, encouragement towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The dua has a complete balance in it. And we read the dua, it has become customary also. By the time I reach of fil akhirati hasana, is already alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Finish my dua. But how deep this dua is, this dua comes in Quran Sharif. There are those that make dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. In the ayat before, Allah says they make dua for dunya only, for in akhirah there is no share. Allah Ta'ala brings dunya again, that they make dua for the dunya and for the akhirah, and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, dua accepted. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا Mufassirin going to detail discussion of رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا This is what a Rabb. We say so commonly, Ya Rabb. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say that Ismullahil Akbar, the greatest name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Rabb. The greatest name of Allah is Rabb. It's all inclusive of all the Asma'ul Husna. That Allah is a creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, controller, owner. Whatever you see around you, Allah is witnessing Khabir, Muhit, and all the beautiful names of Allah. The one that gives izzat and honor, the one that humiliates and brings people down. All that is found in a Rabb. When a person says, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb. A beautiful example is given by Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where he would say, when I hear that young child sing, O my Abba, he gets peace and solace from saying that. When somebody is bullying him, he'll say, I'll call my Abba for you. He say, I lost my Abba, but I have my Rabba. And my Rabba, the young boy thinks my Abba is a very big man. He's very strong. He has a very fast car. He can do this and he will do that. He say, more than your Abba, I have my Rabba. Who's completely powerful. Power belongs to him. Death out of the question, ever living. I have my Rabba, I take consolation from saying, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb. And when the person says, Ya Rabb, we'll make dua after salah also, Rabbana atina, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. And this word, Rabb also, was a word used by all Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. When they called out to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb. Quran Sharif Over and over again you will find Rabbana, Rabbana, the 40 Rabbanas also. There's something in that Rabb. There are some riwayat and narrations that are mentioned. Some say possibly it's a Eid riwayat from the Jews, it had come down. But ulama say it does not, it has no conflict with the dini ta'alim and dini education is in conformity. It's riwayat. One riwayat is mentioned. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَأَجِدُنِي أَسْتَحْيِ مِنْ عَبْدِ الْعَاصِي, that I feel ashamed of the slave of mine who sinned against me. And he raises his hands and he calls out to me, Ya Rabb, I feel ashamed to reject him. So Malaika respond and they say, Ya Allah, he's a great sinner. Why should you forgive him? Why should you forgive him? Allah says, I am Ahlu Taqwa wa Ahlu Al-Maghfira. I am the one who should be feared and I am the one of Maghfirat. So when he calls out to me, immediately I respond and I say, Oh my slave, I forgive only all your sins. Because he called out to the one that has the power to forgive. There's a narration is mentioned. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, when a sinful servant of yours calls out to you, and he says, Ya Rabb, forgive me. Oh my Allah, forgive me. How do you respond to him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a sinful slave of mine calls out, Ya Rabb, then I respond to him, Labbayka ya abdi, Labbayka ya abdi, Labbayka ya abdi. Oh my slave, I am present. Oh my slave, I am present. Oh my slave, I am present. And oh Allah, when a pious servant calls out to you, how do you respond? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I say to him, Labbayka ya abdi, marratan wahida. I respond to him only once, that oh my slave, I am present. Musa alayhi salatu salam astonished, Ya Allah, when a sinful banda calls out to you, 3 times you respond to him, and a pious one calls out to you, 1 time you respond to him. What's the difference? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, that oh Musa alayhi salatu salam, that when the pious servant calls out to me, then I respond to him only once because اِعْتَمَدَ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ. He calls out to me with confidence and trust upon his own a'mal. I've done something good. So now I qualify to call Allah. And when the sinful one calls to me, the one that has sins in his life, then he نَادَانِي عَبْدِي الْعَاصِي اِعْتَمَدَ عَلَىٰ رَحْمَتِي. And the sinful one, when he calls out to me, he calls out to me trusting or relying upon my rahmat. Therefore I respond to him 3 times. This is the word Rabb, my dear. When you say Rabbana, what depth it has in it. I say, oh my Rabb, the one right now that is sustaining me, is nourishing me right now, nourishing my tongue to call his name, my eyes, my vocal cords, my heart, my liver, my kidney. Right now Allah is the one that is taking care of me. I'm calling out to that Rabb, the Rabb of my entire existence. And Allah is waiting to respond. Udu'uni, call out to me. I will respond to you. And if you don't call out, subhanallah, ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a generous being that if you don't call out to him, Allah says, I get angry. And when you do call out to me, then just calling out and asking me, I will reward you for asking also. And I will give you what you want. So this dua of Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh our Rabb, when we say Rabb, Allah is already responding. What do you want? For us to have that yaqeen and conviction, that when I'm calling out to the Rabb, this is the Rabb of the world, of the universe. I'm calling out to him with my heart cut off from everything else. Ya Allah, grant us, favor us in this world with hasana. Hasana, which I'll say as goodness. Ya Allah, give me goodness, give us goodness in this world. We're making this dua for so many years. Now to make this dua with consciousness. To make the dua with consciousness. What is hasana fi dunya? Ya Allah, I ask you to grant me hasana, goodness in this worldly life. What is goodness? Not what I think is good. What Nabi alayhi salatu salam had in his heart. This is good for you. This will make your dunya, it will make your qabr, it will make your akhirat also. So making the dua, we have all this in my mind, Ya Allah, I'm asking for all these things, and even more than that. Allah is akramul akrameen. The ones whose generosity we can, no one can compare to it. Among the commentary of Atina fi dunya hasana, what is righteousness or goodness in dunya? Ulama make tafsir and they explain hasana fi dunya, goodness in the world, al mar'atu saliha. Ya Allah, grant me a pious wife. If I'm married already, Ya Allah, make a pious. One young man went to the alim, Murana, make dua, Allah Ta'ala, give me a pious wife. So Murana told him, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala, make you a pious husband first. You become pious, Allah will give you a pious wife also. And who's a pious wife? Hadith Sharif says, dunya mata'un. Dunya is a place of enjoyment. And the best thing to enjoy is a pious wife. إِذَا رَآهَا سَرَّتْهُ وَإِذَا أَمَرَهَا أَطَاعَتْهُ. When he looks at her, he gets happy. She's a pious wife. She takes care of his belongings, of his children, of her chastity, of his needs. She knows how to make his heart happy. So Allah Ta'ala will give him a wife like that. How many youngsters say, now I'm married, I don't want to go home. The explosion's at home right now. I want to go elsewhere to chill out, have a coffee, or a chilled coffee, iced coffee. Why can't I have it at home? There's no peace at home. This is hasana. Ya Allah, grant me a pious wife. I want to go home. So when you make the dua, Ya Allah, give me a wife like that. When I look at her, my heart gets happy. And she'll understand the way to my heart is through my belly also. There was one pious woman wrote to the editor that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with a very high degree, with a PhD, permanent house dweller, and I take pride in it. And with this PhD, I got my BSc also, baking, sewing and cooking. And this is how I won the heart of my husband. Whatever I ask him now, he runs behind me. Hadith Sharif says that when you command her, she'll obey you. She obeyed. Permanent house dweller, with baking, sewing and cooking, she won the heart. Without me working, now the diamond ring is coming and the gold bangles are coming. I didn't have to go out to look for it or to earn for it. Allah sent it. Just fill his tummy and his belly and alhamdulillah, the heart opens up. Allah system. This is hasana fi dunya. Listening to it, we get happy also. This is the reality. Ya Allah, give me that pious wife. So when you make this dua, Ya Allah, grant me that pious wife, al-maratu saliha. When the wife will be pious, then al-awladu al-abrar. Second tafsir of hasana. Ya Allah, grant me goodness in this world. Allah will grant pious children. The wife is pious, the children will become pious. The first madrasa of the child is the lap of the mother. She will learn deen. She will educate the children at home. She will see to their deeny needs also. The children, what an investment of piety and taqwa. It's mentioned about a certain area, the subcontinent. There was a woman, a young girl, born disabled, lost her hearing, her eyesight. Weak heart also, limbs weren't completely functional. There was a pious man in the locality, youngster, and making this dua, Ya Allah, give me hasana fi dunya. Allah put in his heart, a certain musalli has a daughter, why don't you propose for her? So he came in his heart, he heard about this person, musalli has a daughter. He proposed. So he tells him, do you know the condition of my daughter? He says, no. He says, she can't do much for you. Whatever she can, she will look after you. She's very weak, she's handicapped, disabled. But her eye hasn't seen haram. Her ears haven't heard haram. She hasn't touched haram. She has a PhD, permanent house dweller. He said, Allah put this in my heart to marry her. And he married her. And the people of that area say he took care of her. He would cook, he would feed her. He would look after her sanitary needs also. And Allah gave her enough strength to satisfy him also, have intimacy with him. From that nikah, Allah blessed him with 6 sons, all became hafiz al-Quran, ulama and qurra and muftis. And the mother handicapped. What an investment. Pious woman, pious children. Now when she will go into the qabr, she left behind an army of ulama. They will teach, they will have students. Now this will be her real life in the qabr, in the day of qiyamah. What she will come before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I went through the test, but ya Allah, you granted me a hasana fi dunya. You gave me a pious husband and pious children. So hasana fi dunya, rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, grant us in this world righteousness, pious spouses, pious children, a rizqul halal, halal sustenance. Halal sustenance Allah will grant also. The sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna, they would tell the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, iyaka wal haram, fa inna nasbiru ala al-ju' wa la nasbiru ala nari jahannam. Oh, husbands, go out and seek halal sustenance. We can have sabr and be patient upon hunger, but we cannot bear the fire of jahannam. Don't bring haram into the house. We'll starve, it's better. The children will sleep hungry. Many incidents of sahaba radiyallahu anhum, where the children fell asleep hungry. But don't bring haram into the house. That halal sustenance, the outcome of that will be that the semen of the man and the woman will be wholesome, halal. Then we'll have pious and chaste offspring. But today we see what is happening. The young girl, 18 years old, she trusted her father. For 18 years she trusted her father. Just a youngster sends her one message or one heart. She prepared to give up the company and the shade of her father's home for a stranger. What has happened? And he asked the youngster, he asked the young girl, do you trust him? I'm not sure. Your father, 18 years experience, I trust him. What wants you? What is there in you to give up the company of your parents for somebody you don't know? Some haram, illicit relationship. Is it the sustenance, the rosy, the eating out? Whether halal, whether haram? Along with the taste buds are tantalized, we relish it, we enjoy it, but we have to eat there. And we have to post it. Everybody has to see. Whether halal place, makruh place, now we see the effects in the children. Rebellious, don't listen. And what we say, we are giving them the best. But what they are giving back is the worst. This is hasana fi dunya. Allah grant us hasanatan fi dunya. Give us pious children and give us halal sustenance. When Allah Ta'ala decides goodness for a person, Allah Ta'ala grants him the knowledge of deen. Hasana fi dunya, goodness in dunya means Allah Ta'ala will grant ilmu deen, the knowledge of deen. And tafaqquh fi deen, understanding of deen. I have the knowledge how to implement my knowledge. I can have much knowledge, hadith, Quran, on the internet I'm reading also, but how to implement? I have the knowledge, I know Isha Salah 17 rakats, I know all the masail, I know the ahadith also. When's the last time I read it? So I have the knowledge, I don't have the understanding how to implement it. And the stars of hadith sharif also, read the hadith, without understanding, knowledge is there. When istajmara fal yutir, the person who makes istinja, washes himself, or that time in those days use a cloth of dry mud to clean himself, or istinja fal yutir. The translate literally, he should make witr. Every time he would go to the toilet, he would perform witr namaz. So alim of deen that I had tafaqqu, understanding, asked him, every time you go to relieve yourself, then I see you perform 3 rakat salah. See, the hadith sharif says for yutir. See, it means when you wash yourself, for yutir means wash an odd number of times. Witr namaz is 3 rakats. Not 3 rakat namaz, it means wash yourself 3 times, which is mustahab. So what is the knowledge of deen? My son is becoming an alim. I don't see the color in him. doesn't tell us anything. They may come Hafiz al-Quran also. And who is a Hafiz al-Quran? It very clearly is mentioned, من حرم حرامه وحل حلاله. A Hafiz al-Quran is the one that preserves Quran Sharif completely. Not only memorizes it. What Quran says haram, he regards as haram. What Quran says halal, he preserves it, that's also halal. Day of Qiyamah, he'll be raised as a Hafiz al-Quran, not the one that memorized Quran only. Is that a complete Hafiz as yet? He will not be raised among the Huffaz on the Day of Qiyamah. He has to preserve it completely in action also. So hasana fi dunya means Allah will grant me the knowledge of deen and the understanding of deen. Another interpretation, tafsir of hasana fi dunya, we're making dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, Allah grant me hasana fi dunya, goodness in this worldly life, suhbatu salihin, company of the pious ones. Allahumma rizqni jalis salih, comes in riwayat. Allah grant me a pious companion. I'm traveling back home. I got a good friend, a pious companion that will take me to the pious avenues. This is goodness in this worldly life. I have a good friend where I will sit with him and words of wisdom. When I see him, I think of Allah. When I sit with him, my knowledge increases. When I engage with him, he takes me to akhirat. This is a good friend. Suhbatu salihin. Today we're finding forums and chat groups, whether male, whether female, group of where just dirty jokes, sometimes about Sharia and Deen also. And then uploading it on statuses, so many are saying the haram things. How is that person going to carry the burden of all those that saw it? Going out somewhere, and now the entire holiday or birthday parties on the status, on the Facebook or Instagram, and we got so many likes. Qiyamah's day will be a dislike. I have to carry the burden of all those thousands of people are influenced. It wasn't good company. Forums upon forums. Where's the best coffee shop? Forums and groups of divorcees. We can get a divorce and we can move on. We can have our coffee time and our me time. And we can do this and we can do that. Make groups of ladies we can go to this country and that country. Hasana fi dunya means, Ya Allah, grant me a pious friend. She will say, how can you do a thing like this? Get your PhD also. Become a permanent house dweller. Allah will give you everything. So hasana fi dunya, Allah will grant a pious companion. And what everybody likes, hasana means goodness in dunya, thana'ul khalq. Allah will put your praise in the tongues of the creation. The whole atmosphere of the internet right now is to be known. I want the name, I want the fame. I want the subscription, subscribed and the likes and the thumbs up. Want it from the makhluq. That the creation must like me. This is dua, Ya Allah, leave the creation, I want you to love me. This is hasana fi dunya. Allah, you love me, the creation will praise me. Thana'ul khalq. Where Allah will put my praise in the tongues of the creation. Without any Instagram page or website. Allah will put the muhabbat and Allah loves someone. Allah called Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel, I love so and so, you also love him. Jibreel goes to the inhabitants of the skies. Allah loves certain person, I also love him, you also love him. That qabooliyat, not shuharat. Fame, name comes from the creation. Qabooliyat, acceptance comes from the Khaliq and the Creator. Allah will put the love of the creation into the heart. They will love you. But it won't go to the head also. And that's a beauty, alhamdulillah, this is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And finally, ulama say afiyah, Allah will grant him afiyah. Afiyah, security, safety, good health, his limbs, emotionally. Now there's so much of emotions, that no one can handle the emotions anymore. Allah will grant afiyah emotionally also. And I'm stable emotionally, physically, healthy. My limbs, my iman, taqwa, Allah wa grant afiyat. This is only in dunya. All in one dua only. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, in dunya, this holy life, grant me goodness. Just to recap, Allah wa grant a pious spouse, pious children, halal sustenance, the knowledge of deen with the understanding of deen. Allah will grant a pious companion and friend the praise of the creation, and afiyat, safety, security, peace Allah will grant. And in akhirat, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, finally meeting with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, what I want then? مَغْفِرَتْ بِلَا حِسَابٍ. مَغْفِرَتْ بِلَا حِسَابٍ. Allah says forgiveness without opening your accounts also. Yes, Saad sends one email. You're doing an audit right now, you owe us so much. And I have to go through the entire thing. Now the accountant is sitting. What was this for? What was this for? 5 years ago. Can't remember. This is Hisab Kitab. Apply your mind. Where the money went to? Now they want their money. After all that painstaking exercise of the mind, then they say, it's okay, don't worry about it. But I had to go through it. Namaz got spoiled, duas got spoiled, couldn't eat also. Finally they say, it's okay, don't worry about it. Allah Pak says, Qiyamah's day, I want to put you through that also. You want to open the books, will they say forgiven? Hasana fil akhirah. Ya Allah, grant us that also in the day of Qiyamah. And then dukhul jannah, and first one-way ticket to Jannah, no via route, via Jahannam. Although in dunya, the via route is cheaper sometimes. Not in akhirat. Allah says direct. To conclude, my dear brothers, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu salam went to meet a youngster who was very ill. And he was bedridden. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam saw him. And then he asked him, did you make a certain dua? Did you make a certain dua? He says, yes, I made a certain dua. What dua did you make? So he said, I made many sins and gunas. So I said to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, the punishment that you reserved for me in akhirat, the hereafter, punish me now. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, why did you make the dua like that? He said, قُلْ, say, read this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, grant me goodness in this world, in the akhirat, and save me from the عذاب and punishment of the fire of Jahannam. The young sir read the dua, مَا لَبِثَ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا أَوْ يَسِيرًا فَبَرِئَهْ. So a few days passed thereafter, Allah Ta'ala restored his health. Allah restored his health, just in one dua only. So this dua, my dear brothers, ulama said, this period of time where we are hearing every week, we get the messages going out, Wednesday after Zuhr, make dua. Between the two khutbahs, make dua in your heart. Before Maghrib Salah, the day of Jumu'ah, make dua accepted. Tahajjud time, make dua accepted. And every dua, don't forget the people of Gaza and Palestine. We read it, and we think, I'll make the dua. They say, make the dua now. Man, make this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, for the entire ummah. Grant them afiyat, ya Allah. Open the rosy for them. Grant them pious children. Keep them steadfast. So at that time, when we get that message on that witness day, make this dua at that time. Accept it. Between the khutbahs, make the dua. All encompassing dua. I go few minutes before Maghrib Salah, before the adhan of the day of Jumu'ah. Just now the time is going to go. Make this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا, and understand when I say, Rabb, what Allah is going to give me right now. When I say hasana fi dunya, 8 tafsir, ya Allah, what you will give me. Fi al-akhirah hasana, 2 tafsir, Allah, you will give me. And I will save me from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make these du'as of Rasulullah, give us the full benefit of all these du'as. Wa akhiratu wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.